This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is addressing public meeting in Haldia in West Bengal. We now go over live to the Prime Minister's address.
सपनों को कुचल दिया है इससे भी ज्यादा इसने उन लाखों नौजवानों के मन में शक पैदा कर दिया है जो अभी परीक्षा दे रहे हैं या परीक्षा की तैयारियां कर रहे हैं साथियों टीएमसी की निर्मम सरकार बंगाल के युवाओं को एक और धोखा दे रही है टीएमसी अपने वोट बैंक को खुश करने के लिए धर्म के आधार पर आरक्षण देने में जुटी है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, Mr. Modi said any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. He said Parliament has been convened on the 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation. Prime Minister Modi said it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and the assembly elections to various states in the coming times are conducted with women's reservation in place.
एक बहुत ही सकारात्मक माहौल दिख रहा है इन्हीं विषयों को लेकर के मैंने आज अखबारों में एक लेख लिखा है मेरे अपने विचार मैंने साझा किए हैं लेकिन मैं आज आपसे आग्रह करता हूँ आप इस लेख को जरूर पढ़ें औरों को भी पढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करें और हम सभी राजनीतिक दलों को प्रेरित करें उनका उत्साहवर्धन करें कि वो उमंग के साथ 16, 17, 18 संसद में इस विशेष काम के लिए जब हम मिल रहे हैं तो इसको पारित करें और सब मिल करके इसका जश्न मनाएं
Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Assam registered a voter turnout of 38.92% till 11 a.m. We now go over live to our Guwahati correspondent, Rakesh Dole. Rakesh, tell us how the polling is progressing over there.
Polling in Assam is progressing steadily as of now for only 126 seats. And the overall polling percentage in the state is recorded 38.92% till 11 a.m. Among all the constituents, Majuli district has recorded the highest polling percentage so far, registering 44.3% voters. Gualpara district being the second at with 43.19% and Morigaon 42.8%. Well, if we see the overall voting turnout is 11 a.m. By 5 p.m. today evening, it is very likely that it will surpass the previous 2021 elections voting percentage, which is 82.42%. But bad weather has been reported from several parts of the state today. Despite the rainfall, voters are turning out in significant numbers. People are seen queuing.
Thank you, Rakesh. We'll come back to you later again. Thank you for those details. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in West Bengal. In Nagaland, peaceful polling is underway across all 30 polling stations for the by-election to the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchong district. Polling began at 7 a.m. amid heightened security arrangements and will continue till 4 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.